Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's not a buy. You're just actually off.
You're probably right, but on my list of complaints in the world, that's not even on it.
No, yeah. And it shouldn't fair be on low. It. So I think that's outstanding. I think that's absolutely
my
correct.
Maybe it might say something about the quality of my life, but that grievance is low.
If you're a Browns fan and you watched Thursday Night Football last night, you thought what? 216-474-0092. I'll tell you what I thought in regards to the Browns in a second. You're late in the game. You're the Cincinnati Bengals. You get the ball back. You go down and you score again to tie it up with 38 seconds left. Oh, wait a minute. You tie it if you kick the extra point. And then you go into overtime. Instead, you went for the win. Zach Taylor thought, yep, let's go. And they didn't get it. Two-point conversion failed. At that point, Dano, I thought, and I'm all for the aggressive play and going for the win, and he went for it on fourth down all night long last night. I give him credit for that. He was like that coach in Arkansas who never punts the ball. They just kept going for it, and I don't mind. In that situation last night, and I know Lamar Jackson was on absolute fire, I would have gone for the tie. And I say that for this reason. Okay. It comes down to a coin toss then. If Lamar Jackson gets the football, you hadn't stopped them all second half, and they kept scoring touchdowns. But so did you. And if the Bengals got the ball, I'd say there was a real good chance that they were going to go down and score a touchdown. And I would have kicked the extra point, gone for the tie, and let's live to play another day. However, you convert one play, you get the win. As the man who sits in the office down the hall said to me this morning.
Fearless leader, yes.
You've got six losses now, and that's up against it for a playoff chance. You're going to put that on the line for one play? And they did, and they lost.
So the Ravens, at that point, had scored touchdowns on four straight possessions.
I know. So the odds are they're not going to score it on a fifth.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. The other way, like, I understand what Zach Taylor was doing.
Yeah.
Because one, your offense was starting to hum and you had scored two straight touchdowns on possessions. Your quarterback was getting rocked.
Yeah, but your quarterback also had thrown for over 400 yards.
Your defense was
gassed.
Yeah, and has been poor. And that might be the nicest way that I can describe the Bengal defense this year is poor. We're going to go with poor. You could put a word before it if you so desire, but I don't feel like getting pulled into a meeting. So,
valid.
you weigh all of those options and go, what do I feel more confident in? Do I feel more confident in my defense going out and stopping Lamar Jackson at this point? Or do I feel more confident in Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase pulling out one more hero ball play to just end this puppy? And do I really want my entire season to come to be in my control or in the control of a coin flip? And Zach Taylor chose his control. And he handed the ball to Joe Burrow and he said, go win me a game.
Jeff in Cleveland says, I agree, go for the tie. You had Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You're right. You put the ball in Joe Burrow's hands. They didn't get it done.
Right.
Now, my buddy Gary sent me a text and said,
phone's blowing up over there.
Oh, I got my own little show going
friends.
Right here
I
on
got
my
friends,
phone.
Man.
Said, ref screwed the Bengals, but you already knew that. And see, that's another thing.
Yep.
They didn't get the call. They should have got the call.
Exactly. So it's one of those where, remember back in like math class when you were in high school and all that
stuff?
Didn't
do very well in math.
None of us did. It's why we have a no math rule on this show.
I hit trig in Algebra 2 and I was done.
But like, remember,
and geometry was a nightmare.
You would get into those algebra problems, and if you had a good math teacher, they would grade you this way where they basically were like, okay, is your process working? Maybe the end result isn't the right answer to the question, but did you follow the process correctly? And so you would end up occasionally with a math problem where you would get 8 out of 10, but you'd have the wrong answer. You'd get 7 out of 10, but you had the wrong answer because you forgot to carry a 1 somewhere. And the teacher looked at you and said, hey, you followed the right steps and you followed the right process. You just goofed up here. I feel like that's where I am with Zach Taylor and the Bengals offense and Joe Burrow and all that stuff and going for it right there. It's like you followed the right process. You did what made sense. You just got the wrong answer at the tail end. And whether that's because, I don't know, you didn't get the call that you were looking for, or for some reason you didn't just throw the ball at Ja'Marr Chase and hope for the best. Needless to say, that's the right process. My defense is horrid. They're being run up and down the field. Do I want to go down on a nondescript defense with Trey Hendrickson and 10 other guys that no one has ever heard of? Or do I want to go down because of Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Yoshivas, Mike Gesicki, and down the line from there?
That's a great debate. I would have kicked it at that point, tied it up, and lived to see another day. I get it. They went for the win. Courageous. You're 4-6.
Yeah.
So you're pressed.
You got to run a table.
What did you think, Browns fans, watching Thursday Night Football? 35-34, Ravens get the win. I thought this. I understand completely why the Browns tried to trade for a quarterback that they thought was going to be big time. More so than ever, it was like, I understand completely why they tried to trade for a quarterback that they thought was big time. And you saw two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. If there are top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, these guys are in it, I think.
Absolutely.
I think these guys are in the top 5. They're in the AFC North, and they're young. They're young. Joe Burrow's actually older than Lamar Chase, or than Lamar Jackson, excuse me. Ja'Marr Chase, Lamar Jackson. Got Lamar's and Ja'Marr's combined.
It'll happen.
Joe Burrow turns 28 next month. Lamar Jackson turns 28 in January.
Isn't that nuts?
And Lamar Jackson has turned himself into a big-time passing quarterback. That guy can throw the ball. Joe Burrow can throw the ball. I'm going to go conservative here. Okay?
Okay.
Conservative. The Browns are going to have to deal with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in this division for at least the next 5 years.
And that's about how long their contracts
are. That's conservative. If I'm Cincy, if I'm Baltimore, I'm thinking and hoping I have these guys for at least the next 7 years. I want them until they're 35. Russell Wilson's 35, and he's had 2 good games in Pittsburgh. You see quarterbacks playing well into their late 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Kirk Cousins. Browns are going to have to deal with these two guys for a long time. Right. There are a lot of older quarterbacks doing real well. I understand why they tried to trade for a guy that they think could compete with these two guys. It's interesting to me how much just recently folks around the country have jumped on the, oh my God, did they screw up and is this a miss with Deshaun Watson? But that was hammered home last night, Dan, watching these two quarterbacks.
Close your eyes and picture the Browns in that kind of a game. I don't think it gets run up, the score runs up that well because the defense is better.
Yep, we're going to get to that.
But B, can you see Deshaun Watson flinging it down the field like that? Can you see Deshaun Watson finding Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman down the field in a track meet?
No.
I can't. I used to.
I think there's a better chance that Jameis Winston could do it, and I'm not putting Jameis as the quarterback of the future.
I used to be able to see that. I can't now. That memory's faded. Like, that's the Deshaun Watson problem. We're back to the math equation again. The process made some level of sense. You looked around and said, we're not winning unless we get a quarterback. Everybody who has listened to this station, who has called this station, who has sent us a message via email, via Twitter / X, via Facebook, via Instagram, via old school mailman type mail from the U.S. Post Office has said the same exact thing for the last 25 years. Go get a quarterback. Get me my quarterback. I need a quarterback. And they did.
And watching last night just hammered that home, how badly they've missed.
Yeah. And you could see that Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, Paul DePodesta, whichever group of brain trust you want to point in there, went, I'm getting the quarterback. And they went and tried to make the move to get the quarterback in a move that everybody looked at and said, okay, there's a lot of shaky stuff going on here, but I can see where this makes sense. And this has gone the worst way possible.
Right.
Just bottom 2% outcome.
Didn't it hammer home, though, why they felt they had to make that move?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, we're about to hit a bye week, right? You're going to be able to see the entire league go. You watch Jaden Daniels waltz in here during that Commanders game as a rookie and just go, oh, I'm the best player on the field. Okay, cool. I can do this. Like, I'm the quarterback that's out here. Let's cook. Let's roll. You have watched all of those guys be able to do this, and you can see where the thought process of the Browns was to go, I need a guy who can walk onto the field and go, oh, I'm the best player out here. All right, let's go win a football game.
Yeah, and I understand it, and it just hammered home that, okay, this is why, but it's also so evident that it didn't work and hasn't worked. And I can't imagine it working moving forward, at least to the level. I can't imagine it working. Let's just leave it at that. It's clear that this is not going to work the way they wanted it to, or the way they need it to compete in this division against two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's an issue.
Massive. It is a massive issue. We have seen enough times where, yes, you can make the Super Bowl with your defense, but you need at least a level of quarterback play that can win you it. Like, we can point to how, for example, Peyton Manning's last Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, right? That wasn't all caps Peyton Manning. That was one of the best defenses we ever saw.
Exactly.
But you had a quarterback who was there who, A, his brain was still in, you know, being able to function and read everything and all of that stuff and understood that his arm couldn't totally hang up there. But he could make 4 to 5 throws that you're like, okay, that won us the game. That was perfect. Some of those Patrick Mahomes Super Bowls, Mahomes was awesome. That Kansas City defense, like last year's Super Bowl, that Kansas City defense was better than Patrick Mahomes was. Like, that defense was nails.
Which made me think something else when we were watching last night about the Browns and the AFC North, and what we saw from the Ravens and the Bengals. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan. And it's why you still do need to get a quarterback. So that's something you're going to have to deal with. There was something else that really struck me last night watching the game, and it was this. The Browns defense did a better job against the Ravens and the Bengals than either one of the defenses did against the team last night. And I just thought, wow, okay. The Browns beat the Ravens 29-24. They held the Ravens to 24 points, if that's holding a team. But they held them to 24 points. Last night, the Bengals couldn't stop Lamar Jackson to save their you-know-whats in the second half.
Compared to watching those two go back and forth against each other, yeah, you did something.
And the Browns gave up 21 points to the Bengals. And last night, the Ravens gave up 34 and let Joe Burrow pass for over 400 yards. And I just thought, the Browns' defense, though not quite what it was last year, still pretty good. And you're letting an opportunity slip away this year with a pretty good defense because your offense is just putrid.
It hit me watching that game last night. If you gave the Browns' defense in its current iteration to either one of those teams, they would be the second best team in the AFC. We would be talking about
behind
them
Kansas
as
City.
A Super Bowl contending team if you gave the Browns defense to either one of those teams. I mean, that's I just sat there thinking that the entire night going, if you could just take a league average defense and hand it to those two, holy smokes. Like, you would be giving Kansas City a run for their money.
Don't you think, though, that both of those teams have some things on defense that should be better and probably will get better?
Well,
I kind of do.
Roquan Smith has been playing
I could be wrong.
Poorly for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's a big part of it. Also, the fact that they lost Mike McDonald, and it's showing up every single time that they take the defensive field that they miss Mike McDonald because he went to be the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, mm-hmm. and they just don't have that guy there. They moved on from Geno Stone. They moved on from Jadeveon Clowney.
Geno Stone went to Cincy.
They don't have the pass rush. And if you look on the other side, that Bengals defense, ever since they lost Jesse Bates, has been taking a step back. Like, they don't have the talent outside of Hendrickson. They've invested so much on the offensive side of the ball, and they haven't replaced anything on the defensive side outside of bringing in Geno Stone that has made this team any better on the defensive side. And if I could just take the Browns offense and get it to league average with that defense,
yeah,
you're in every game.
Absolutely.
It all becomes coin flips so quickly. It's back to the original thing that you and I were both saying 20 minutes ago. Like, I don't think this Browns team is as far away as everybody thinks. I don't, after watching those two last night, I don't think you need to tear it down to the studs. You just have to find a league average offense. That's not like every time you hand them the ball, you're just praying they're going to be on the field for more than three plays.
Baltimore right now, dead last still in passing defense. And we saw that against the Browns with Jameis going nuts. And we really saw it last night with Joe Burrow going absolutely nuts. And I don't want to say that last night made me think that the Browns aren't that far away, because I think offensively they are. Because you don't have the quarterback.
Right. And that might just be the case, Jeff. You might be 100% right. I might be too optimistic.
Defensively, I think they're okay. I think they'll be better. I do. But offensively, man, you're going up against Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. And I don't mean just when you play them. You know, every week, those two guys are rolling out for their team, and they give their team a chance to win that game.
And you're going up against Ja'Marr Chase, who is big, fast, and strong. And you are going up against Zay Flowers, who is as fast as they come. And you are going
And what did Baltimore do? Okay, they have Zay Flowers. They have Rashad Bateman, who's pretty good.
Caught some great passes.
And they went out and got Deontay Johnson.
Right.
Brought in another. They have Mark Andrews. They have Isaiah Likely, who was out last night. They have Derrick Henry, who they brought in. They just got Keaton Mitchell back. Justice Hill's been good for them. I mean, they have layers of skill position guys around their big-time quarterback. And the Browns don't have that either. See, that's an issue. The Browns don't have that either.
And all guys who do different things on top of it.
Yeah, different skill sets.
Different skill sets. Somebody once, might have been Nate Tice, put it as building a wide receiver core is like building a basketball team. You want a bunch of guys who could do a bunch of different things so that you have to guard a lot of different ideas. You know, you want some big, strong guys along with the guys who are incredibly quick. You want, you know, shorter guys with great hands. You want taller guys who've got some speed to them so you can go one-on-one, 50-50 balls, all that kind of stuff. Or just go get Jamar Chase, who could do everything. And I've always thought that was a really interesting way of looking at it, and I think that is the way they look at it. And if you look at the Browns receiving core...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe. I mean, I like Cedric Tillman. I want to see what he does for the rest of the year before we're ready to christen anything.
I would agree with that. Elijah Moore needs to keep it going before the Browns even think about bringing him back next year.
David Njoku is a pain in the butt to get to the ground.
Yeah.
He's a great weapon. He's somebody that you definitely want. And after that, I'm open to ideas.
You're hard-pressed to find anybody.
Jerry Judy's pretty quick.
Jerry's fine.
Yeah.
Right now?
He's pretty quick. He can run routes decently
enough.
But
see, you've got a guy in Jamar Chase. And here's the thing with the Bengals. You had Jamar Chase, okay? You had Tyler Boyd. Tyler left, went to Tennessee. What did they do? They drafted a guy in the third round, Jermaine Burton, from Alabama, who's apparently a knucklehead, but has some real talent, who they like a lot. They have T. Higgins, who's going to leave in free agency more than likely, but they just keep the guys coming in. And that's the thing that's really good about what I think the Bengals are doing. Now, they lost Joe Mixon, let him walk, brought in Zach Moss, and they thought Chase Brown would be pretty good. They've been right about Chase Brown.
Yeah.
But they keep adding skill position talent, and I think the Ravens do an even better job of that.
Can I give you one of the nerd things that stood out to me watching yesterday, too? And,
yep.
And I apologize for heading down nerd corner for a minute here.
Why?
Did you see on third down?
That's what you do best.
That the Bengals were bringing in like three tight ends and using the tight ends as pass blockers instead of having the running back out there?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, in the backfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw that, and I was like, that's really smart.
Well, the Browns have done some of that in the past,
right?
Especially in goal line when they brought in Nick Harris and things.
Right, but like if you don't trust your running back to be a pass protector, then bring in somebody bigger who's more used to blocking and have that guy block. I was like, that's a really smart idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to go.
And it's one of those like kind of falls under the no kidding, like the no S-bomb Sherlock that we always point to on various things. But like, you say it out loud and everybody's like, yeah, no kidding. That's what you should do. But like, how many teams do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
How many teams think that way? How many teams look at that running back spot there and go, well, you know, we want a better pass catcher. We want someone who's shiftier. It's like, no, you want somebody to make sure your quarterback is standing at the end of the play. You want somebody who, when they send five, can step into where the hole is after they do their stunt and can stop that guy from coming in.
What do you think watching last night, folks? 216-474-0092. Dennis is in Vermilion, home of Woolly Bears. Hello, Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
Okay, I think what you guys are talking about, again, is a reflection on the general manager. Whoever made the trade for Watson tied up all our cap space on one player. You couldn't keep a Kareem Hunt. You cannot go out and find wide receivers because you can't afford to pay for them. And you have to get rid of players like Za'Darius Smith because you don't have the cap space to try to keep them for next year. So I know we tried to roll the dice with Deshaun, but it was a bad mistake, maybe in retrospect, maybe at the time. But they tied up too much money in one position, and now they're paying the piper.
Exactly. And now they've got to deal with it. But watching last night, though, don't you understand? And it was a bad move. But we understand why they made it. I mean, you've got two of the best quarterbacks in the league in this division, and you're going to have to deal with them for maybe the next 7 years.
Right. But you can't go out and get the wide receivers to even help a Jameis Winston or a DTR or anybody, because you're stuck. And it's unfortunate. It's a reflection on the general manager. That's got to be addressed, or whomever made the decision.
Yeah, and remember what the GM said the other day. Everybody was on board, Dennis, he said.
Right, right. Well, what's he going to say?
Exactly.
Is he going to fall on his sword in front of the press?
I would think everybody had to be on board, especially if ownership said we're doing this.
And we're not going to 100% know who was on board and who wasn't on board until the tell-all book is written.
Who would have thought that Haslam could make Jerry Jones look like Einstein? Anyhow, that's my thought for the day.
All right, Dennis. Thank you very much. Big difference between our ownership and the Cowboys' ownership is our ownership doesn't have a press conference after every game.
He doesn't have a press conference and then hop on the radio. Though, I mean, if Jimmy Haslam wants to, we would love to have him on the air with us every week.
It'd be great. I think he has better things to do.
I think we'd have an absolute ball with him. I'd love to have him join us every single week and ask him all the questions.
What'd you think watching last night, folks, about our team? Watching two teams in the division put on a show and play very little defense. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.